For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Would have been the hospital, but wasn't it like right here, and we would do the blood
some
draw.
22 yeah. years later, and aesthetically things have changed at Nemours.
The lobby's certainly changed since I've last been here.
But for Ellen Saltmarsh, who spent a lot of her childhood at the hospital battling cancer and beating it, the memories remain unchanged.
There were certain days that were harder than others, but I have a lot of positive memories from being here.
Ellen, her parents Jan and Chris, and sister Amy attribute a large part of that to Miss Jolly, the child life specialist who was there every step of Ellen's journey.
She managed to go through the whole thing not fearful. Jolly was a big part of that. Because the play therapy just made it, she actually looked forward to it in some ways.
We played with all of her dolls and sat at the little low plastic tables and wrapped bandages around the dolls' arms and hooked IVs up to them so they would look just like me.
Ellen says it helped her understand and make fun of all the treatment that was happening.
Not every day was fun, but doing that and having Jolly there just made it a lot better experience.
So when they found out Jolly's position was being cut due to funding, they knew they couldn't lose her.
We were aghast because I was the one living in that tiny little room at the end of the hallway with her day after day after day, and Jolly was what kept us sane.
The Saltmarshes, along with a few other couples, founded the Child Cancer Fund in 1994 with the goal to help kids cope and guide their families through the challenges of childhood cancer. As you can imagine, it takes a toll on everyone.
I remember watching families just fall apart, and our family was the only family that stayed together.
We sort of build the Child Cancer Fund as the fund of last resort. So the Child Cancer Fund would basically provide anything.
Whether it's making a house or car payment, sponsoring a weekend at Camp Boggy Creek, or something as simple as a family dinner.
If the Child Cancer Fund can come in and pay for the family to go out and get an ice cream cone, for the family to go out to a movie or dinner, or the parents to have adult time, that's huge. That's huge.
Now Ellen says she's so proud to see the Child Cancer Fund turn into something bigger than just one person.
Seeing all the kids run around and, you know, seeing them in the same situation that I was, I'm so glad that the Child Cancer Fund is still going. The fact that they've kept it going means that Miss Jolly can still be here. Now I appreciate everything that they did for me so much and for the Child Cancer Fund because, they were there for me every step of the way, and my mom never left that windowsill. My dad never left that chair. My sister was always there, even when she was looking through the glass and couldn't come to me.
Christy Turner News, 104.5 WOKV.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.